Hello there, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. This is Sienna McStay, but Sienna is currently got COVID, and she's lost her voice. I had COVID, and I had lost my voice. I've been coughing up. You can probably hear my voice is still a little bit not quite its best. So this video is going to be on how to prevent voice strain. But first, I'm going to put her to bed because it's time for her nap, and then we can continue. Right, so I've got the girl to sleep and it's time to get on with the video. Right, so how to prevent vocal strain. So there's a few reasons why you might get into the place where you're kind of, you know, working your voice too hard or straining it or feel that you need to just back off and relax. But let's have a look. The voice is made up primarily of muscle, right? And it's quite a delicate balance, and it's very... There's a lot of small things going on to create the whole. Strain of any muscle is generally caused by the conditions of being cold, tense, or, you know, quite often overused. Cold, inflexible muscle is often more easily strained. So to combat this, we can, you know, practice warming up. We can make sure that we're hydrated and that we're kind of limber and relaxed. If you consider that our spine is quite long, and it's attached to a pelvis, but then it's quite a long way it goes up before it gets to the head. Now, the head is a big, heavy part of our body. It's very heavy, and it's just kind of sitting delicately on top of this long spine. So it's already kind of balancing, right? We've got lots of muscles in our neck and back that kind of keep us upright, and so we don't just fall over, and the weight of this doesn't fall around. And some of those supporting muscles aren't involved in our voice, however, sometimes get drawn in because we are straining. We're putting strain on ourselves because we're not properly aligned. So, you know, got this big heavy ball balancing on the top of this spine, you know, just one singular point, and then off of that we've got a jaw which hangs, you know, and just attached through muscle from the top to the bottom. So this is hanging off of something that is balancing. And under here, we've got the digastric muscles, and these kind of have other muscles attached to them. And the whole vocal apparatus, the whole larynx area, is kind of floating on the muscles that attach round to the back of our heads, to our vertebrae, and to our tongue, and underneath our jaw here. So there's a lot going on. And also the mechanism, the vocal folds themselves are balancing within that structure. And so there's tiny little muscles that are involved. And if you think that if one muscle is put out, then it's going to send another out of alignment. And so the smallest thing can happen. And so what the first point we should really make here in this video is posture and alignment are key to not straining your voice. So that means not only while you're using it, but generally through the day. And our posture and alignment are generally pretty bad. So, you know, I'm currently sitting on this kind of very upright chair. It's good for my posture, it's good for my alignment. But if I'm sitting down all day, you're kind of tightening up muscles at the front, and you're not using muscles in your back as much. And I've done this before, I've talked about this in many videos. But trying to find the balance, where your head's not poking forward and you don't have a hump at the back, because, you know, obviously your muscles aren't then working the way they're supposed to in your neck, and therefore neither are the ones for your voice, so you're more likely to get vocal strain. So finding posture where the head sits on top of the spine as it should, your shoulders back, down and relaxed, is ultimately a very good place to be. Now, again, I wouldn't suggest just doing this when you turn up to sing or speak. You really want to take care of your posture and alignment all the time. So doing exercises that promote that, like Pilates, yoga, mobility work at the gym, whatever it is that works for you, just try and keep that in mind. If you get vocal strain, or if you want to avoid vocal strain, these are exercises and practices worth looking at. So also, not only finding posture and alignment, but also relaxing the head, neck and shoulders. Again, because if there's tension in one muscle, it's going to cause tension somewhere else. And so when muscles are kind of engaged when they're not supposed to be, or we hold tension where in our shoulders, it just doesn't allow for a fluid, relaxed function of the voice. The voice works very naturally, very well. You know, my baby who I had here earlier, she's lost her voice because of COVID, but generally she's a tiny thing and she can bring down the house because she's completely relaxed. She's, you know, her posture is perfect. She's a baby and she doesn't hold back. She just opens her mouth and the sound is phenomenal. So if there are kind of underlying sort of tensions in your head, neck and shoulders, then you could find that this is making you work harder on using your voice, and that's where you're going to get vocal strain. So yeah, finding ways to relax that. It could be that you do some, I don't know, relax, you know, have a relaxing bath once in a while, go for a massage, just finding time in the day just to relax your mind as well, because your mind can affect your body. So whatever it is you need to do for that, and these exercises are my courses, of course, for relaxing these things, but you know, whatever you can find that works best for you, and keep that in mind. If you are suffering tension in your head, neck and shoulders, it might have an effect. You can also, you know, massage them yourself and spend some time just working out any knots you might have, or, you know, swinging your arms and just letting go of the day. It is a great way to do that. And so likewise, not only being relaxed, but if you're warm and kind of limber, so if you're again, muscles work very well when they're warm. They work better, they're just more malleable, they're more, you know, flexible. And so by doing a vocal warm-up, or even just a full body warm-up, there's a good video here for that, you will ensure that everything is functioning and fired up and ready to go before you just go into the act of speaking or singing. Because what that can do is, again, if you do have muscles that are a little bit tight, you can sort of ease those out, if you like, by warming them up. It might be less so, or even, you know, doing some lengthening and you know, opening up some muscles in your neck, which are secondary to speaking, not necessarily primary muscles, because you don't want to get those involved. Now, there's a big muscle here, you can see the line that goes all the way from there up and attaches to the back of the head here. That's called the sternocleidomastoid muscle, and that attaches to three things: so the mastoid process at the back, the sternum and the clavicle, so the sternocleidomastoid. And that's job is to basically turn your neck like this, turn your head. But it shouldn't be involved in singing. And sometimes you can see singers, you can see it's really straining and tight and like moving, and it shouldn't be. It's because it's doing the job of something else, and it's kind of over, kind of being overworked, if you like. That should be relaxed. You should be completely relaxed and warm. And if you are, then voice production is simple and easy, and it won't be an effort, and you won't look like you're straining on the toilet. It will look like you're just free and easy, and that's much more optimum, not only for health, but also for the quality of sound that you're making. You can hit higher notes, lower notes, and have a complete, you know, much more dexterity and dynamics in your voice just by being more relaxed, limber, and warm. Now, I shouldn't have to say this, but stay hydrated, won't you? Just make sure that you're drinking enough water. It's very important. You can hear my voice is still a bit funny from having the COVID and coughing. And that's, you know, that puts a lot of stress on your voice because you're sending air through, you know, very, very harshly. And so that's why it's just a little bit damaged at the moment. So this is a short video. But making sure you are drinking enough water and warm water, again, for the same reason. If you're drinking cold water, those tiny little muscles that are involved in the voice that are next to the esophagus, you know, because the airway tube and the drinking and eating tube are next to each other. So if cold water is going down one, it's going to affect the muscles in the one next to it. And, you know, it just makes sense. And also in the mouth and the throat. So just perhaps you want to just drink more warm water to stay hydrated, and make sure you've got, I don't know, some lemon and salt in there from time to time, maybe in the morning, just to make sure you've got your electrolytes and everything's working and functioning properly. So yeah, there's some things to think about. I hope that's useful. This is my COVID from home video, and I wanted to put a video out there because it's been some time. Hopefully you're not getting vocal strain and you're working well, and you are well, and you're not suffering from COVID as I have. And I can't wait to be back in my studio later this week and bringing much more for you. I've got some big videos coming up, and it's been a while, so I'm looking forward to getting those out there. Right, thanks for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to